Ma'aser Sheni Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. We are currently in the process of talking about deconsecrating Ma'aser Sheni produce on coins, and here is this Mishnah situation. Peres B'Yerushalayim Mos B'Medina. A person has Ma'aser Sheni coins outside Yerushalayim, which he needs for whatever purpose he wants. He wants to buy a pair of shoes. He has Chulin produce in Yerushalayim. So the Peros in Yerushalayim are not Ma'aser Sheni, technically. They're Chulin. But he wants to deconsecrate the coins onto the Yerushalmi produce, so that then, while he's out in Tel Aviv, he can use his coins to buy a pair of shoes. Omer, what does he say? Hare hamos haheim. Those coins that are in Tel Aviv, b'chulolin al peros ha'ilu, they are deconsecrated onto this produce. So the coins that had Kedusha out in Tel Aviv now are deconsecrated on produce that's inside Yerushalayim, which has to be eaten b'tahara, like any time that you take Ma'aser Sheni coins and redeem produce and redeem them via produce that you're going to eat them. But what we're learning is that the coins and the produce don't have to be in the same place. You can do your mechalel with one in one town and the produce in Yerushalayim. On the other hand, Mo's Yerushalayim, he's got the Ma'aser Sheni coins in Yerushalayim, Uperos Bamedina, but he has Chulin produce outside Yerushalayim. Now, Ma'aser Sheni produce that has been brought into Yerushalayim can no longer be redeemed anymore, as we're going to see in the upcoming Mishnah. But in this case, the produce that's in Yerushalayim is not Ma'aser Sheni yet. It is Chulin. And the coins, which are Ma'aser Sheni, those are in Yerushalayim. Can you redeem coins inside Yerushalayim if you can't redeem produce that's inside Yerushalayim? Apparently, yes. Omer Harei Hamo Sa'elu Mechulolan Al Peiro Sahem. He can say, these coins that are in Yerushalayim, even though we're already in Yerushalayim with Ma'aser Sheni coins, are now Podah on payros that are outside in Tel Aviv, which are now going to be brought into Yerushalayim, and they're going to be eaten there. As long as the payros are brought up and eaten in Yerushalayim properly, according to Ma'aser Sheni, then produce that gets the Kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni, the coins are deconsecrated on it, and you cannot redeem the payros into new coins. The produce itself has to be brought to Yerushalayim. You can't repeat this ad infinitum by saying these peros on that money, this money on those peros. Once the peros have got the redemption, the deconsecration of Ma'aser Sheni, the peros have to be eaten in Yerushalayim properly the way all Ma'aser Sheni should. Mishnah Hey, Ma'os Nichnasos Yerushalayim V'yotzos. Ma'aser Sheni coins can be brought into Yerushalayim and then they can be taken out of Yerushalayim again. Even though the halacha generally is that once you bring Ma'aser Sheni produce into Yerushalayim, you are not allowed to take the produce out again, because once they get into the chutzos, once they get into the walls of Yerushalayim, they say mechitzos koltos. The borders of Yerushalayim swallow them up or absorb them. But that does not apply to coins, it only applies to fruit. Uperos nichnasim ve'einon yotzim. Whereas the produce, once it comes into Yerushalayim, cannot leave again. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afa Peros Nechlasim Yotzim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no, that even Ma'aser Sheni Peros that have come into Yerushalayim may be removed from Yerushalayim. But the commentaries explain that he only is allowed to remove the Peros from Yerushalayim for the purpose of preparing that. If it has to be milled or baked or whatever it might be, and the facilities for that are outside Yerushalayim, then the Ma'aser Sheni produce can be taken out of Yerushalayim to be prepared. However, once it's finished with the preparation, it must be brought back into Yerushalayim to eat again. Tanakama, however, said that even if it would be cheaper to prepare and mill and do everything you want to outside Yerushalayim, too bad. Once it got into the mechitzos of Yerushalayim koltos, it's absorbed by Yerushalayim, and you're not allowed to take it back out again. Like Roach Motel, once you check in, you can never check out, although that is probably a very bad example.